Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and we are 6 lines from the top of daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, the 2 dots, Ad Kan Loi Pligi Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sar Aliza, Avram ben Gittel, Harav David ben Shima, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Elena bas Chana, Chaim ben Yom and Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, and Chavez Sero bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishma Sichil, Yosef ben Tzvi ben Tzalo, Shloim Zeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Alchana. So we're moving along in the classic Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, and the Gemara and Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph mentioned that although when you begin the Perek, it would seem that Rabbi Eliezer's Chiddush, that Machshirei Mila Ardoicha Shabbos, is unique to Mila, it's really not the case. In fact, Rabbi Eliezer holds that the machshirim of most mitzvahs will be Doiche Shabbos. So much so that the Gemara struggled to find which mitzvahs is it true that its machshirim, according to Rabbi Eliezer, would not be Doiche Shabbos. And the Gemara concluded it's the machshirim of tzitzis and the machshirim of mezuzah. But as it relates to the Omer, Nishtei Alechem, Lulav, Sukkah, Shofar, Matzah, Mila, Pesach, Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that the machshirim of all of those mitzvahs are going to be Doiche Shabbos. Another thing we saw in the Gemara today was that being that the halacha, that machshirim of Doiche Shabbos is A, not unique to Mila, but it's also not true to all the mitzvahs in the Torah, it's apparent then that Rabbi Eliezer must have had a special makar for each individual mitzvah, how he knows that its machshirim are doiche Shabbos. And the truth is a very big chiddush, because you would think all these Rabbi Eliezers that hold that machshirei mitzvah are doiche Shabbos are the same Rabbi Eliezer. They're certainly Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasoi. But the truth is that each shita, each individual mitzvah required its own makar. We have a makar, the machshirei lulav is doiche Shabbos. We have a makar, the machshirei sukkah is doiche Shabbos. A makar, the machshirei shofar and matzah doiche Shabbos, etc., etc. Either way, the Gemara spent the majority of daf kuf lamed aleph discussing shitas Rabbi Eliezer, the makayros that Rabbi Eliezer has for his halacha is that machshirei mitzvah doiche Shabbos, and the Gemara is now going to shift its attention from the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer to the sheet of the Rabbanan. Zok the Gemara, Ad kan libli Rabbanu el machshirei milo. The machlokes that we have between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah was with regards to machshirei milo. Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei milo is doiche Shabbos, Rabbanan holds machshirei milo is not doiche Shabbos. Avo milo gufa divrei akol doiche Shabbos. But everybody agrees that milo itself is doiche Shabbos. Freit the Gemara, minolon. How do you know that milo is doiche Shabbos? And as we mentioned, that based on the ordinary and customary rules and regulations of Dechia, Milo should not be Doiche Shabbos. Because so even though Milo is an Aseh, and Shabbos is a Lois Aseh, and the rule is Aseh Doiche Lois Aseh, but you have to read the fine print when you learn the halachas of Dechia. Aseh is Doiche an ordinary Lois Aseh, it's not Doiche a Lois Aseh Vaseh. Shabbos is a Lois Aseh Vaseh. You have the Lois Aseh, Lois Aseh Kol Malacha, Shomer Yom Shabbos Akachoy, but there's also an Aseh, the Aseh of Shabbos. Additionally, Aseh is Doiche an Lois Aseh, but it's not Doiche a Lois Aseh Sheyesh Bekaris. If someone's Mechal Shabbos Bemezid, he's Chayiv Skilo, he's Chayiv Karis. So based on that, Mila really should not be Doiche Shabbos. So the Gemara says, if Mila is Doiche Shabbos, there must be a Makar. Hence the question, Minolon, Amarula, Ula said halacha. It's halacha l'mayishu misinai. V'cheram Rav Yitzchak said the same thing, halacha. It's halacha l'mayishu misinai. Meaning there really is no Makar anywhere in the Torah. It certainly doesn't say it mefurish in the Torah. But it's halacha l'mayishu misinai that even though usually a mitzvah would not be Doiche Shabbos. Mila is different. Mila is Doiche Shabbos. Right? The Gemara in Meisvi. How could you say it's halacha l'moshe misinai? Minayin the pikuach nefesh she'doiche es haShabbos. We learned in a Tosefta that brings a makar. How is it that we know that pikuach nefesh is Doiche Shabbos? Rabbi Loz ben Azariah, Omer Loz ben Azariah said, "Not Mila she'achas me'evarav shaladim Doiche es haShabbos." So Rabbi Loz ben Azariah learned it from Mila. He said, just like Mila, which is one of the evarim, meaning the mitzvah of Mila is performed with one of the Evarim of a person. Yet, the halacha is that We're doiche Shabbos to be mesaking that aver. We're doiche Shabbos to conduct the bris milah. Kal v'chayim le pekuach nefesh. So if that's the case, kal v'chayim is certainly pekuach nefesh a doiche es a Shabbos, because pekuach nefesh doesn't only involve one aver, but pekuach nefesh was saving in a person's life, meaning we're saving all his avarim and all his gidin. So the Tosefta is discussing not the halachas of Milo, but rather the halachas of Pekuach Nefesh, specifically the fact that Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, and the Tosefta brings a makar from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that said, Ma Milo, Shi'achas Meivarev Shaladam Doicha Shabbos, Kal V'chomer Pekuach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos, meaning it's learned out, Kal V'chomer, from the fact that Milo is Doicha Shabbos. If Milo is Doicha Shabbos, Kal V'chomer Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. What's the kash of Isaac Gulayt Halacha? Now, if you're going to tell me that the fact that Mila's Doicha Shabbos is something that we know based on a halacha l'moshe misinei kal v'chomer mehalacha niyasi, could you learn a kal v'chomer from halacha? Meaning, could you use the yud gimel midos shatoyer nedreshes behem to extract halacha is from halacha l'moshe misinei? It's not the case, because v'atanya learned in a braisa, amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was talking to Rabbi Akiva, and he said, Akiva, etzem kisa'orim metam halacha, v'revi is dam kal v'chomer, v'ein don in kal v'chomer mehalacha. Context over there is the halacha of a nazar. A nazar is not allowed to be metamed to a mace. What happens if a nazar is metamed to a mace? So the tumah is soiser his nazirus, meaning he has to start counting his nazirus all over again. Additionally, he has to wait to start counting his nazirus all over again until he becomes tar, he brings karbanos, etc., etc. So the discussion over there was what type of Tumas mace has the ability to cause the Nazar to be soiser as Naziris, to cause the Nazar to have to start counting all over again. So Rabbi Akiva said that revius dam of a mace is mitama the Nazar, of course, but it's also soiser the Naziris, and it triggers this big chiddush in the laws of Naziris. How did he know that? He learned the kal v'chomer, because etzem kisa'ira, a bone the size of a sa'ira, has the ability to be soiser the Naziris. So Rabbi Akiva said, if an etzem kisa'ira is soiser the Naziris, then revius dam is certainly soiser the Naziris. What's the kal v'chomer? Etzem kisa'ira is not mitama ba'oil. Revius dam of a mace is mitama ba'oil. So he made it back to the envelope of kal v'chomer. If an etzem kisa'ira, which is not mitama ba'oil, is soiser the Naziris, so certainly the halacha should be that revius dam, which is metama boil, will be soiser the nazirus. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah told Rabbi Akiva that I hear the kal v'chomer, logically what you're saying makes sense, but you have one problem. Because the fact that etzem kisa'ira is soiser the nazirus, we know from a halacha l'moshe misinai. They ain't done in kal v'chomer ma'alacha, and you can't learn kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe misinai. And this is an important Rashi, a quoted Rashi, Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Not only can't you learn a kal v'chomer from halacha l'moshe misinai, but you can't use any of the yud gimel midos shatoyer nedreshes to darshan a halacha l'moshe misinai. You can darshan psukim, you can't darshan halacha l'moshe misinai. But what's the point? If Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said in the Tosefta, how do you know Pekuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos? Kal v'chomer from the fact that Mila is Doicha Shabbos must be that Mila being Doicha Shabbos is not something that is halacha l'moshe misinai. Because if it was halacha l'moshe misinai, then Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'shitasai, very gishmak, who told Rabbi Akiva, ain't done in halacha, or ain't done in kal v'chomer mei halacha, would hold that you can't darish in this kal v'chomer either. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had a kal v'chomer to teach me that pekuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos from the fact that mila is doicha Shabbos, must be the fact that mila is doicha Shabbos is not something that we know halacha l'moshe misinai. So if that's the case, hadru kushya l'duchta, we're back to square one. Minalon, how do you know that mila is doicha Shabbos? Machshire mila, Rabbi Eliezer, that we figured out. But we're going in the chachamim now. That whole machshire is not doicha Shabbos, but mila itself is doicha Shabbos. You need a makar. It's an aseh which doesn't have the ability to be doicha alois aseh vaseh or alois aseh sheish beikaras. So again, minalon, elo my Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, I learned it from a Gzeir Shava. It says Ois by Mila. It says Ois by Shabbos to teach me that Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Oh, Miat, if that's the case, Tefillin the Chesed Ben Ois Litchi Shabbos. Tefillin should also be Doicha Shabbos because it says Ois by Tefillin by Ois Ayatcha, and it says Ois by Shabbos. And so the Gemara says Ela Asya Bris. You're right. It's not the kal v'chomer oisais, but rather it's bris. It says bris by Shabbos. It says bris by Mila. And based on that kal v'chomer, we know the Mila is doicha Shabbos. Right? The Gemara gadol dechsibe bris litchi Shabbos. It says the word bris by the bris Mila of a gadol as well. Now, if a gadol is having a bris Mila, it means he's 13 years old. At least, it also means that it's a Mila Shaloi Bismani. And we know Mila Shaloi Bismani is not Doicha Shabbos. So if Mila Shaloi Bismani is not Doicha Shabbos, how could it be that the Makar, that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, is Bris, If that's the case, it would be doicha by gadol as well. We know it's not doicha by gadol. Ella, you're right. I have to say, it's asu doiris. It says doiris by mila. It says doiris by Shabbos. We have a gzeirah Shabbat to teach me that mila is doicha Shabbos. Very important. Tzitzis, tichsibba, doiris, litchi. If that's the case, tzitzis should also be doicha Shabbos. Because it says doiris by tzitzis, says doiris by Shabbos. Ella, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, you're right. We took three stabs at what this gzeirah Shabbat might be. We thought that it's ois ois. We thought that it's bris bris. We thought that it's doiris doiris. We had a pircha on all three. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak say, you know what the makar is? Don an ois bris v'doiris, may ois bris v'doiris. Shabbos and Mila are both unique that they have ois, they have bris, and they have doiris. All these questions that we ask, whether it's the bris mila of a gadol, whether it's tzitzis, whether it's tefillin, you have some of these, but you don't have all of these. So being that both of these parashiyos have the three words, ois and bris and doiros, so that's what the gzeirah shavah is. So usually gzeirah shavah is, it says one word here, it says one word there. That's what most gzeirah shavahs are. So this is a unique gzeirah shavah in that it's made up of three different words, not words that are mentioned in succession. But it says ois, it says bris, it says doiros by Shabbos, it says ois, it says bris, it says doiros by Mila. The gzeirah shavah teaches me that Mila is doicha Shabbos. This is the second makar that the Gemara brings. So the first makar was halacha l'moishim yisinai. The second makar is a gzeirah shavah. Ois bris doiros. Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Oh my God, learned that from a different pasuk. It says bayoyim, and we learn from bayoyim that afilu b'shabbes. Where does it say bayoyim? Uvayoyim hashmini yimol b'sar alasoy. And the word bayoyim teaches me even b'shabbes. Only Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan if bayoyim teaches me even b'shabbes, and that's the makar that even though Mila really shouldn't be doicha Shabbos, still it's going to be doicha Shabbos. El mayato mechusri kaporo. If someone's a mechusri kippurim." So mechusar kippurim is someone that's tameh that doesn't become tahar until he brings a carbon. So every tameh needs to go to the mikvah at some point in order for him to be tahar. He also has to wait for the sun to set. Some needed more than that. There were some that even needed to bring a carbon. Anyone that's tameh that needs to bring a carbon in order to become tahar is known as a mechusre kapara. He's known as one of the mechusre kippurim. Now the carbon that the mechusre kippurim brought was not able to be brought on Shabbos. It wasn't daicha Shabbos. But the carbon of a mechusar kippurim certainly was not daicha Shabbos. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, according to you, Rabbi Yochanan, you hold that the makar that milas daicha Shabbos is uvayoyim hashmini yimol b'sar arlosay. It says vayoyim by mechusar kippurim, and if that's the case, the carbon that the mechusar kippurim brings should also be daicha Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, I agree. That's an impossible consequence. There must be a teretz. The teretz is that bayoyim is used to teach me something else. Homi bayolei bayoyim v'loy b'layla. You know the Torah had to say the word bayoyim by a mechusar kippurim to teach me that his carbon can only be brought during the day. It can't be brought by night. If that's the case, maybe yom hashmini yimah b'sar l'asa is also coming to teach me that mila has to be done by day, not by night. He says no. Homi ben shmeinas yomim nafka. It said we know that from somewhere else. Shmeinas yomim, not leiloy. Shmeinas yomim. But the Gemara says hainami b'yom tzavsoy nafka. So I need a pasuk to tell me that the avoid of the carbon that was brought by the Mechusar Kippurim was done dafka by day, dafka by night. B'yom Tzavseis B'nei Yisrael teaches me that all avoidas, this is Kachem 101, avoidas had to be done during the day. It couldn't be done at night. So the Gemara says, you're right, afal gafta nafka b'yom Tzavseis, even though it's true, ordinarily, all kachim needed to be brought during the day. It's a general pasuk that teaches me b'yom tzavsoi. However, it's tricha. There's still a chiddush that the carbon of the mechusar kippurim had to be brought during the day. Why? What's unique about the carbon of the mechusar kippurim that I would have thought this incredible kula that you could do the avodah at night? We're really all karbanos. Doesn't matter if it's an oila, chatas, a shlamim. Doesn't matter if it's a mincha, if it's an oif. It doesn't matter really what avodah you're doing. It always had to be done during the day. So Gemara says, I'll tell you what's unique about the carbon that was brought by the Mechusar Kippurim. So, Gedaita Chamino. Ich wollt gewollt meinen. Hoi, Uvachas Rachmana Leo. Being that the Torah had Rachmanas on this person, La Suye Bedalos. The Torah said that if you can't afford to bring an expensive carbon, you can bring a cheaper carbon. This is a very big Chiddush. So, once you find this Chiddush, that he's allowed to bring the cheaper carbon, so I would have thought, Belaylo Nami Lacy. Maybe it should be okay for him to bring a carbon at night as well. Once you find one kula, maybe another kula, kamash malon. So Rabbi Yochanan said, that's why the Torah had to say bayoyim in the parasha of Mechusar Kippurim to teach me that his carbon or her carbon has to be brought dafke during the day, not at night. But bayoyim is not coming to teach me that it can be brought even in Shabbos. Incidentally, when we talk about Mechusar Kippurim, it's not one parasha, because there are many examples of a Mechusar Kippurim. You have a Zav, a Zava, Yoyledes, a Metzora. And if you go through each one of those parashas, it says bayoyim. every single time it says Vayoy. And the reason is because each one of these parashas, the Torah felt it was a chiddush. It was important for us to realize that even though the parasha of Mechusa Kippurim is an anomaly, that you can bring bedalos in the event that it's difficult for you to bring the regular ordinary carbon, thus you would have thought that maybe you could bring the carbon at night as well. That's the chiddush. Maska flo Rabbina. But Rabbina asked the kasha that if you're telling me that the Torah had to go out of its way to tell me Bayoim, 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 Bayoim for all the Mechusa Kippurim, to tell me that a Mechusa Kippurim's carbon can only be brought during the day. What do you mean? Every carbon can only be brought during the day. No, you would have thought this was different. Because you see, you could bring bedalos, so maybe there's another kula. If that's the case, maybe we should apply this to other kulais for which we don't have psukim in the Torah to be mafkia. For example, alamiyat yezar kasher ben. Maybe yezar, usually, in order to bring to do avoida, you have to be a kayan. Maybe Azar should be able to do the avoida for a carbon that's a Mechusa Kippurim. You find a kula of dalos, you thought night would add a pasuk, so maybe you should have this kula. Maybe an oinen should be able to do it. So Gemara says, no, ha'adre kra. Once the Torah went and said that the carbon has to be brought during the day, not at night, the Torah wasn't just teaching me day as opposed to night. What the Torah was saying was it's a regular carbon. That, you're right, as it relates to dalos, there it's different. But don't start applying that svar of dalos to other kulais, meaning the punchline, the kamash malon of Bayoin isn't just day as opposed to night, but maybe as it relates to other halachos, it's still a unique parasha. No, Bayoin is a hadre kra, it's a fundamental punchline. It tells me that the carbon that was brought by the Mechusa Kippurim is treated like an ordinary carbon. Either way, up until this point, we have three makaris. Hey, you know the milos doicha Shabbos. We have the halacha l'moshe Misinai, the gzeira shava, ois, bris, and we have Rabbi Yochanan Ubayoy Mashmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov brought a fourth makar. Oh my God, it says Shmini. Shmini Afilu B'Shabbos. Simple. Ubayoy Mashmini. The eighth day. Doesn't matter if the eighth day is a Tuesday. Doesn't matter if it's a Shabbos. Freight the Gemara. Hi Shmini. B'boy Leilam Utei Shvi. You don't even need Shmini to teach me Shmini. Meaning, the fact, unless Shmini is extra, you can't learn anything from it. And how could it be extra? Don't you need Shmini to tell me that it shouldn't be Shvi? I said, no, it's another puzzle. Okay, but if I cut me by Leilam Utei Shvi, Leilam Utei Shvi. Maybe the reason the Torah said Shmini twice is one to tell me not on the seventh day, one to tell me not on the ninth day. Why do you need both? Because the Michad had it only said one Habamid Shvi, Ule Motes Mane. I would have thought maybe the seventh day is not good because the child is not old enough. Avo Mishmini Veilux Maneu. Maybe it doesn't have to be on the eighth day. It has to be from the eighth day. But the ninth day is also okay. So it's for that reason the Torah had to go and say Shmini twice. The bottom line is Shmini doesn't seem to be a good makar. So says the Gemara, Elam Achvarta, Kid Rav Yochanan, must be the Rav Achas Pshat anyway. Rav Achar by Yaakov's Pshat is not the right Pshat, because Shmini is certainly not extra. Rather, what is the Ikr Pshat, says the Gemara? The Ikr Pshat in the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan, who learned it from Uvayoy Mashmini, Yimo Besar Arlasi. So again, the discussion of Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph is Minolan, how is it that we know that Milas Doicha Shabbos? The Gemara, in the course of its discussion, brought four Mekairos. Halacha L'moish Misinai, Agzei Reshava, Ois, Pris, Doiros, Uvayoy Mashmini, Yimo Besar Arlasi, Shmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. But at the end of the Gemara, Ela Machvarto Kid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's pshat seems to be the pshat that at the end of the day reigns, and that is that it's learned out from Uvayoy Mashmini Yimo Besar Halasa. Just one ha'ara. Just going back to the end of this morning's daf, the Gemara said, "How does Rabbi Eliezer know the Machshirei Milas Doicha Shabbos?" It was two lines from the top. Elahim the time of the Rabbi Eliezer. How does he know Machshirei Milas Doicha Shabbos? The Amakra. He learns it from Uvayoy Mashmini Yimo Besar Adlasoi Vafilu Beshabbos. Zok Teilu Gerashi. Also two lines from the top. Umila Gufa the Dachy Shabbos Amrina LeKamon Halacha LeMoish Misinai Alat LeBeYoyim LeMachshirei. Meaning, what's going to come out, says Rashi, that if Rabbi Eliezer held like the Maskon of the Gemara, Ela Mach. That the makar that Milas Doicha Shabbos is Uvayeh Mashmini, how could Rabbi Eliezer use Uvayeh Mashmini to teach me the Machshirei Milas Doicha Shabbos? I need Uvayeh Mashmini to teach me that Milas Doicha Shabbos. So must be Rabbi Eliezer had a different makar. Which one of the makaras? Seemingly Rashi could have picked from any one of the other three. Rashi picked the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. But either way, Zogt Rashi, that it's Muchach, that in addition to the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, where the Machshirei Milas Doicha Shabbos, that is the machloikis of the parak. But derech agav, there's another machloikis. There's a derivative machloikis. What is the makar that milas loicha Shabbos? Is the makar uvayay mashmini yimel psar alasai? Or is the makar halacha lemoishe misinai? There may be some ramifications of this dispute, but the inkam mekoyim. Zok the gemara. Tanya kavasit Rav Yochanan. A brayso that said Rav Yochanan said udaloyker of acher bar Yaakov shmini. Says the brayso. It says mila has to be done on the eighth. I feel the b'shabbos. You would have thought it should be even on Shabbos, or it is even b'shabbos. Mani mekam bechalal moisyumos. Aye, it says in the Torah mechalal moisyumos. And doing bris mila involves chol Shabbos. B'shar melachis chutz mila. Maybe it's no gay other melachis as opposed to mila. Oh yeah, no yeah, filo mila. Maybe when it says mechalal moisyumos, it means even mila. Mani mekam shmini. What then did the Torah mean when it said shmini yimol chutz mila Shabbos? It means if it's not Shabbos, tamal lemi bayoyim afilo b'Shabbos. A mefurish a brisa that says what's the makar that mila is doicha Shabbos? The makar is bayoyim afilo b'Shabbos. So in the Gemara, it was a discussion amongst the Amoraim. At the very end, the Gemara said, Tanya, Kavasi, the Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Tanakh source to a source, that Milas Doicha Shabbos, and that is the Makar of Rabbi Yochanan, Uvayoy Mashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. But notice the Braisa, when it spoke out the halacha that Milas Doicha Shabbos, when it built up to the Talmud Loimer, Bayoyim Afilu B'Shabbos, so the Braisa was open to entertaining two possibilities. Maybe Milas Doicha Shabbos, maybe Mila's not Toicha Shabbos. What did the two start him? It says Mechala Moisyumas. Maybe that includes Mila. But then again, it says Uvayoy Mashmini Yimo Psar Losin. Maybe that includes Shabbos. Which one is which? Says the Gemara. It sounds like there's a little bit of a shakla vataria in this Braisa. It sounds like this isn't just, I have no idea, let's find the Makar. It sounds like there's two distinct Tzadim. And as we'll see in the Gemara, Shanein Mal, this two Tzadim. Amar Rava Rava said, Haitan, Meikara Maiko Nichale Ubasai Maiko Kashile. Seems to be back and forth a little bit. What are these Tutstadim said, Rava, I'll explain to the Braisa. Fascinating Hasbar. Hachi Karma. This is what the Braisa was thinking. Shmini, Yimelah, Philippa Shabbos. When it says, Ubiyemah Shmini, does it mean even on Shabbos? Umani Mikhaim, Bechalama, Yisumas, Beshamelach, Chutz me Milo. Avo Mila Dachi. But maybe Mila should be Doich. My time, or why? Meaning, he's not just throwing out a possibility. I don't know, maybe yeah, maybe not. O Shekin, O Shalom. No. He had Tutstadim. This was a real Chakira over here. And we need a Pasik to resolve a major Shaila. What's the tzad that Mila should be doicha Shabbos? Kal v'chaymer. Maybe I will know mi kal v'chaymer. Umad saras she doicha avoida. Because we know that saras is doicha avoida. The avoida doicha Shabbos. We know avoida is doicha Shabbos. Yet Mila doicha oisa. Yet the halach is that Mila is doicha saras. So Shabbos she nitches mipnei avoida. So avoida, which is doicha Shabbos, ain't a din she de Mila doicha oisa. Certainly Mila should be able to be doicha Shabbos. So we just said a lot of things, a mouthful. So what's going on over here? Says Rava, the Gemara is sad that Mila should be Doiche Shabbos was based on a Kal V'chaymer. What was the Kal V'chaymer? If Mila is Doiche Tzaras, Kal V'chaymer Mila should be Doiche Shabbos. This is a very hard sad to hear, so you have to posture control yourself when you learn this sad in the Gemara until you hear the other sad. But the Gemara right now thinks that it has a Kal V'chaymer. If Mila is Doiche Tzaras, Kal V'chaymer would be Doiche Shabbos. So what does it mean that Mila is Doiche Tzaras? The halacha is that if someone has a nega, whether it's a nega tome or whether it's a nega tar, it says in the Torah, He shomer benega hatzaras lishmer ma'od v'lasos k'chala sheyeru eschem akayanim alavim kashet zivisim tishmeru lasos. It's an essay and a lois essay. You're not allowed to cut a nega off a body. What happens if a child is born and there's a nega on his arla, and now it comes time to do the bris milah? Is milah doicha the iser of he shomer benega hatzaras, or is milah not doicha the iser? The halach is that milah is doicha the iser, and really it's a little bit of a chiddush because milah is an assay. Removing a nega is a lois ase and an ase. Hishomer always means lois ase. Hishomer benega tzaras lishmer ma'od. That's a lois. But then it says velasois kachala shiyeru eschem akayanim. That's an ase. Usually the rule is ase is not doicha velois ase vase. But we'll see soon. The Gemara is going to bring a makar, a pasuk that teaches me that the ase of mila is doicha the lois ase vase of tzaras. But the point is mila is doicha tzaras. A tiny the Gemara if mila is doicha tzaras kal v'chaymer it's doicha Shabbos. Meaning, if it's Doicha Tzaras, for sure Shabbos. You would think Shabbos is more Chama than Tzaras, right? As Chama as Tzaras may be. But Shabbos, what's more Chama than Shabbos? But no, if Mila is Doicha Tzaras, Kal V'chaymer it's Doicha Shabbos. What's this based on? It's based on the fact that the halacha is that Tzaras is Doicha Avoida. Shabbos is not doicha avoid. In fact, avoid is doicha Shabbos. What avoid is doicha Shabbos means is we do the avoid on Shabbos. The korbanos sibur were brought on Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash, even though it involved shchita, haktara, hefshet, it involved many melachos, but didn't matter. Still, you see avoid was doicha Shabbos. Where do you find that saras is doicha avoid? Because the halacha is that if somebody's a mitzayra, he's not allowed to do the avoid. So the question is, why can't he just remove his nega and go ahead and do the avoid? So you say meres. You see from here that avoid must be more chamer that saras is more chamer than avoid, and the isra of yishomer b'nega saras is more. It then avoid. So time is the Gemara, if that's the case, because you see that Saras is more chamer than Shabbos. Where's Saras more chamer than Shabbos? Where does Saras and Shabbos ever face off that you would know Saras is more chamer than Shabbos? It's with regards to their respective relationships to avoida. When Saras comes in contact with avoida, Saras is doich avoida. When Shabbos comes in contact with avoida, fakir, Shabbos is nitches mipnei avoida. Avoida is doich Shabbos. Don't worry about Shabbos, do the avoida. Worry about Saras. You can't do the avoida if you're a mitzayra. So what do you see? You see that Saras is more chamer than Shabbos. So if Saras is more chamer than Shabbos, and we know the milas doicha Saras, so kavul chamer should be doicha Shabbos. So that was the tzad in the Bryce. It didn't just say maybe yeah, maybe no. No, there was a major tzad over here. The tzad that milas should be doicha Shabbos was based on a kavul chamer. We keep on saying, what's the hava mean a milas should be doicha Shabbos? It's an asay that doesn't have the ability to be doicha loisa sev asay. It's an asay that doesn't have the ability to be doicha loisa sheich bekaris. The Teretz says we're coming from a kavul chamer. The kavul chamer. If it's doicha tzaras, certainly it should be doicha shabbos. What was the other side? Oyenoi, the komai oyenoi, the komas. What was the oyenoi, the brayso? No, other amma, mi mai the tzaras chamura. How do you know tzaras is more chamer than shabbos? Dilma shabbos chamura, bi shabbos is more chamer. Shekin yesh ba oinshim vazoris harve. Of course shabbos is more chamer. It's obvious that it's more chamer. Mi mai bishum the chamir tzarasi, meaning it. What's your question? Your question is that if Shabbos is really more chamer than Saras, and you see that Avoida has the ability to be doicha Shabbos, certainly it should have the ability to be doicha Saras. And for the fact that it's not doicha Saras, we said as a right that Saras is more chamer than Avoida, but says the Gemara, no, maybe not. Dilma, the reason that you can't cut off your nega if you're a Metzayra to do the Avoida is Mishum Gavra Hu Deloi Chazi. The reason is because what happens after someone that's Tomei becomes Tahar? If he removes the Toma, so you go to the Mikvah, and then what? You have to wait until the sun sets. So if you're going to do this on Shabbos, by the time the sun sets, it's going to be Matzai Shabbos already. So you have no right to go ahead on Shabbos to do. You have no right to go ahead. No, it's not Shabbos. We're not talking about Shabbos. But you have no right to go ahead and remove the nega today so that you should be able to do the avoida tomorrow. Forget about Shabbos. The point is that we're dealing with avoida versus Saras. So what's the question? If avoida is more chamer than Shabbos, and Shabbos is more chamer than Saras, so avoida should be more chamer than Saras. So you should be able to go ahead and remove the nega, so you should be able to do the avoida. You anyways won't be able to do the avoida today. You won't be able to do the avoida tomorrow. We're not going to let you do an avera today so that you should be able to do the avoida tomorrow. Meaning, the reason is gavra de loichazi. Even after he removes the nega, he won't be able to do the avoida. Mani mekayim shmini yimol chos mishabes tamalei v'yei mafil v'shabes. So the two tzadim Rav explained in the brayso where the mila should be deicha Shabbos was not deicha Shabbos was. Do we say that if Mila is Deicha Tzaras, Kal V'Chomer is Deicha Shabbos, or maybe it's not a Kal V'Chomer? Is Tzaras more chamer than Shabbos, or Shabbos more chamer than Tzaras? The fact that Shabbos should be more chamer than Tzaras, that's intuitive. That doesn't need any explanation. But that Tzaras should be more chamer than Shabbos, that's a Tzad Mechudeshes. Where are we coming from? We're coming from their respective relationships to Avoida. Tzaras is Deicha Avoida, Avoida is Deicha Shabbos. Or maybe no, maybe Tzaras is not really Deicha Avoida. The reason you can't cut off a nega to be able to do the Avoida is because anyone won't be able to do the Avoida until tomorrow. So we're not going to let you do something today that's only negated tomorrow. The Gemara now is going to go me'inyan le'inyan ba'is inyan. We just brought a braisa that discussed Mila bin Doicha Shabbos, tut stadim that was resolved with Rabbi Yochanan's Makar. It was a Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. What were the tut stadim? Tolian? What's more? Tzaras or Shabbos? Is Tzaras more chamer or Shabbos more chamer? So the Gemara is now going to bring a very similar braisa. So once we got the principles of the first braisa, the second braisa will flow a little bit more smoothly. But the topic of this braisa, the angle that we're coming from is different. We're not discussing in this braisa Mila being Doicha Shabbos, but rather we're discussing in this braisa Mila being Doicha Tzaras. So we mentioned in the previous braisa, we took for granted that Mila is Doicha Tzaras. This braisa discusses that. Tanu Rabbanon, Mila Doiches Atzaras. Mila is Doicha Tzaras. Doesn't matter if it's Mila Bezmano or if it's Mila Shaloi Bezmano. Either way, it's Doicha Tzaras. Yontif, Enoi Doicha El Bezmano. Yontif is only Nitches if it's a mila bezman. Meaning mila bezman is doicha yontif. We'll see that in tomorrow's daf. A mila shalei bezman is not doicha yontif. Not immediately. How do you know this? What's the makor? The mila is doicha tzaras. Tana rabbanan yim b'psara lasoi. It says in the Torah you do bris mila. It's mashma v'afu b'sheishem b'heres yakutz. Even if there's a b'heres, still you remove the arlo. Mani mekayim yisham v'negas. Either Torah says you not let him remove a nega. B'shar mekayim is chutz b'mila. It would be referring to an ordinary situation where it's not mila. Oh yeah, no, yala filo means even mila. Mani mekayim yim b'psara lasoi. Bezman she'im b'heres. Tama loy b'psar. It says in the Torah b'sar, and this is the pasuk that teaches me va'afapi she yeshon baheres. So again, a very similar brisa to the previous brisa. Mila should be daichet zaras. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Or shekein, or shalo. I'm not sure. Talmud loymer a pasuk. In the previous brisa it was bayoy mashmini. Over here it's yimo b'sar or losa. Says the Gemara. Oh my Rava, the same comment. Hay tana mikorim ay nichole ula b'saif makashole. He had two tzadim the tana. It should be, it shouldn't be. What were the two tzadim? Hachikomer. It's the reverse. What we're about to do now, it's the same cheshbon as the previous brisa, but the opposite. The previous brisa we're discussing should mila be doicha Shabbos based on information we have about mila being doicha tzaras, and here we're going the opposite. We're debating whether mila should be doicha tzaras based on information we have about mila being doicha Shabbos. Very geshmak says the Gemara. It says in the Torah, it sounds like the afal pi sheyesh baheres, even if there's a nego. What does it mean when it said shom nego tzaras? But shamer kaim is chutz mila. Avol mila doicha tzaras, but mila should be. My time is the punchline. I know me kavuchem. Man, Shabbos chamura mila doicha. So if mila's doicha Shabbos, which is so chamur, it's a ras like kolshkein. Certainly it should be doicha tzaras. So what was the other tzad? So this is the trickier tzad. Hader kamar mimai the Shabbos chamira. Why are you assuming that Shabbos is more chamur? I mean, I know why you're assuming that Shabbos is more chamur, because you would think Shabbos is more chamur than tzaras. But says the Gemara, dilma tzaras chamira. I have a source. Perhaps I have a ha'ara that maybe could prove that Saras is more chamer than Shabbos. How so? Shekein doiches avoida. Saras is doich avoida. Va'avoida doiches haShabbos. Tamar lemi. That's what we needed. The pasuk besar va'afal pi sheyeshon baher. It's beautiful. So it's two brises that are really introducing the same chakira. Is Saras more chamer than Shabbos? Is Shabbos more chamer than Saras? One brisa was looking at it from the standpoint of, what's the makar? Is mila doicha Shabbos? I know mila is doicha tzaras, so maybe I can only kal v'chomer. Maybe there is no kal v'chomer because maybe fakir, maybe Shabbos more chomer than tzaras. The other price is looking at it from the standpoint: is mila doicha tzaras? Maybe I can only kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer from where? From the fact that mila is doicha Shabbos. Zok di Gemara, as it relates to the second price of the two tzadim, whether or not mila should be doicha tzaras or shouldn't be doicha tzaras, lishnachrina, we can potentially introduce another way to understand the two tzadim. Meaning, what was the first pshat? What are the two tzadim? Could we learn a Kavu Chaymer from Shabbos? What's more chomer? Shabbos more chomer or is Saras more chomer? Zok di Gemara, another version, Mila Deicha Saras. My time, I'll tell you what the two tzadim might have been. Mila Deicha Saras, maybe, because Dasi Asay Vidachi Lois Asay. Umayo Yene, what was the other tzad? The Kamer Hada Kamer. Imid Abrina Asay Asay Vidachas Lois Asay, Lois Asay Greda. When do we say Asay is Deicha Lois Asay? That's only an ordinary Lois Asay. Hi Asay Vidachas Asay. This is a Lois Asay Vasay. So if that's the case, this is different. Mani Mekayim Yimbo Psara Lost if his man Shayim Shamba Harris. Tamaloyma Psar, Va'afa Pichi Ye Shamba Heres exhale. So we have two tzadim of what the hesber might be as it relates to the Shiloh. That was the back and forth in this brisa, trying to determine whether or not Mila's doicha tzaras. Either the Shiloh was, could you learn kal v'chomer from the fact that Mila's doicha Shabbos? Or the Shiloh was, is this an asay doicha lois asay? Or is this an ein asay doicha lois asay vasay? So what's the bottom line? Mila's doicha tzaras. And how do you know Mila's doicha tzaras? Because it says in the Torah, Bisar, uvayoy mashmini yimo, Bisar alosoy. Bisar teaches me, so it's the same pasuk. Uvayoyim. Hashmini imo b'sar alasay teaches me mila is doicha Shabbos. Uveyem hashmini imo b'sar alasay teaches me that mila is doicha tzaras. But the Gemara asks Akasha. If you look in the Torah, it actually says twice. It says twice the word b'sar in the parasha of mila. Uveyem hashmini imo b'sar alasay. The second time is in Parshas Lech Lecha. V'orel zocher ashelo yimol es b'sar alasay. V'nichusah nefesh ahim ha'ameya es brisi hefer. Now the first pasuk ubayem hashmini yimo b'sar lasi is talking about a baby that's 8 days old. This is a mila bezmanay ubayem hashmini yimo b'sar lasi. So a mila bezmanay it says b'sar. The second pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha v'oril zacher ashelo yimo is b'sar lasi v'nichrisa nefesh. If this person's chayv karis for not doing bris mila, means he's 13 years old, maybe even 20, because bezin shalmaylo doesn't punish until he's 20 years old. The Maral's famous kasha: how do you bring a karban chatas if you're less than 20 years old? You're not chayv karis, so it's not a chayv krisos. So then b'shoy you shouldn't have to bring a karban chatas. But the point is, we have a makar for a mila bezmanoy, and we have a makar for a 13-year-old
adult. The question is, Tenach Gadol Tichsibu Basa. Ab Katan Nami, and as it relates to a Katan, meaning of Mila Bismana Iksibe Bsar, it says there as well. But Beinani Minalan, we thought we were done, that we have a Makar that Mila is Doichatzaraz, because it says Bsar. And it doesn't even just say Bsar once, it says it twice. But it says it in very specific examples of Mila. Mila Bismana, which is certainly unique, and the Mila of a Gadol, Chiv Karis, that's also unique. How do you know if someone's between 8 days and 13 years old, it's a Mila Shalai Bismanoi, that Mila is going to be Doichatzaraz? I'm Rabbi. I say very simple. Asim Ibinaya. You learn it from Tzada Shava. Mikodol, I can't learn it straight from Gadol Shkein Onish Karis, because it's Karis. Mikodol, I can't learn it from 8 day year old baby shekein mila bezmano, but atzad hashav shabehem shekein yimadim v'dayichas saras. Atzad hashav is that it's mila and it's like saras. I've called shenimadim v'dayichas saras. So every time there's mila, it's going to be like Rava. My Rava said I have a different shot. Mila bezmano doichel leitzricha kara. This whole brisa that wasn't sure is mila doichas saras. It's not doichas saras. This whole brisa that had atzad this way, that had atzad that way. To the shyness of what the shaila might have been. This was only negaya mila shalei bezmano, because mila bezmano chtaf nishon kum atzad besar. It's pasha mila bezmano. And if Mila Bismana is Doicha Saras, then it's, if that's the case, then when it says Yimo Bisara Losoi, that word Bisar is extra. And if it's extra, im eno yinyin for Mila Bismanoi, Tneyo Inyan for Mila Shaloi Bismanoi, and that's the Makar. That's how you know that a Mila Shaloi Bismanoi, even not for a Gadol, is going to be Doichatras. Now, Rava says, I'm telling you, we don't need a Braisa, I don't need a Pasik. There was never Tut Stardom as relates to the fact that a Mila Bismanoi would be Doichatras. Says the Gemara, why? Why was it so Pashit? So Rava said, embrace yourself. He said, no, Mikal Vachayme, because you know from a Kal Vachayme. Ma Shabbos the Chamira, Doichatras, like Holshkein. If Mila can be Doichatras, certainly it should be able to be Doicha Tzaras. I mean, we're familiar with this Kal V'chaymer, and we know it's not such a Pashto Kal V'chaymer, because we know that there's another Tzad to this Kal V'chaymer. Somebody, Rav Safra L'Rava, so Rav Safra told Rav, Mimai the Shabbos Chamira, how do you know Shabbos is Chamir? Domo Tzaras Chamira. Maybe Tzaras is more Chamir, Shekein Doicha Tzu Avoida, V'Avoida Doicha Tzu Shabbos. So Rav told him back, no, Hasam Lam Mishum the Chamir Tzaras. That's not because Tzaras is more Chamir, El Mishum the Gavri, Udu Lei Chazi, because the person is not Chazi. Why? So you told him that may. V'yakit b'har to v'yabit. Why is the governor not chazi? Let him cut it off and then he'll be able to do the avit. Because he still have to go to the mikvah. But Rav Safra told him back, Tenach negam t'meim. That's all true if the nega is tummy. This means I misspoke out. Negam t'hoirim ayikilameimer. What about by negam t'hoirim? Meaning negam t'hoirim. So in other words, you're telling me that it's so pashit that Mila Bismanoi is Doichet Saras, that I don't even need a Pasuk to teach me that Mila Bismana is Doichet Saras. So when the Torah did mention the word Basar by Mila Bismana, it may not be Mila Bismana, Tayin Mila Shalai Bismana, and that's how you know that someone who's between 8 days and 13 years old, the Mila is going to be Doichet Saras. Why don't you need a Pasuk because of a Kal V'chomer that we have Safra? I mean, this was Kuf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. We had one Brice, we had two Brices. We saw clearly that through a Tutsalim. Elam Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi said no. Rav Ashi says, I'm going to tell you. Really, Rava held that you don't need a Pasuk to teach me that Mila Bismanoi is Doichet Saras. And that's why the word Besar that it says by Uveyeh Mashmini Yimob Sar Lasoi is going to be extra. Why was it so Pashit? It's so partial because if it's Doicha Shabbos, then certainly it's going to be Doicha Tzaras. What's the kasha? The kasha is that, what do you mean? You have maybe Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos. Why would you think Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos? Who would think Tzaras is more Chomer than Shabbos? It makes no sense. Shabbos? Not Tzaras is nobody mean. Tzaras is Doicha Avoida, but Avoida is not Doicha. Rav Ashi said no. Rav Ahel, Tzaras is not Doicha Avoida. That's a terrible, terrible mistake. Why do you think Tzaras is Doicha Avoida? What was the kasha? The kasha is, if Avoida is Mochamed and Tzaras, why can't a Mitzayra do the Avoida? Take off the Nega and do the Avoida. Says the Gemara, no. Hecham minan dasi asei v'dachi lois asei ki goy milo b'tzaras inami tzitzis b'kalayim. It's only true de be'idno de mis'akir lav kamoik ma'im asei. It's only if the two things happen simultaneously. You over the lois and you make him to say at the same second. But hocha b'idno de mis'akir lav loy kamoik ma'asei. But over here at the time that you were over the lav, you weren't make him to say yet. And being that you weren't make him to say yet, so the two things didn't happen at the same time. If they didn't happen at the same time, so it's for that reason, meaning avada Shabbos is Muhammad, that's what Rava held. And you don't need any makar that Mila Bisman is Doichet Saras. Because if Mila Bisman is Doichet Shabbos, Avad is Doichet Saras. There was another tzad in the Chakira. in the first Braisa, in the first Lishna of the second Braisa, in Rav Safra's time to back to Rav, maybe really Tzaras is more common than Shabbos. Why? Why would you think that? Oh, because Tzaras is not Doich Avoida. There's no Sheiches. How could Tzaras be Doich Avoida? How can you remove a Nega now and then tomorrow do the Avoida? It has to be Be'idna. If it's not Be'idna, it's not Negei. Zok to Gemara, one last comment. Vada Rav and Rav Safra, this Machloik is between Rav and Rav Safra. The two ways of seeing the world is Shabbos Muhammad and Tzaras. Shabbos Muhammad and Shabbos. Really, Tanoi is a Machloik. I'm going to the Brisa. Besar, Afa Bishi Yeshon, Beheres, Yimel, Div, Rav Yoshi. Rav Yoshi has said from the word Besar, we learn that even if there's a Beheres, still, Rav Yoinis, Tanoi, Me'enoi, Tzarech, Shabbos, Chamura, Doicha, Tzaras, like Kolshke. Clearly, they were talking about Mila Bezmanai. Because if they weren't talking about Mila Bezmanai, Rav Yoinis doesn't have a Kal V'chaymer. Shabbos, Chamura, Doicha. Only Mila Bezmanai is Doicha Shabbos. Tzaras, like Kolshke. So you see, a machlokes is Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yoinis, and what the makar is that Mila is doicha tzaras. Is the makar, or that Mila bismano is doicha tzaras? Is the makar the word besar, or is the makar kal v'chomer? Rabbi Yoshi has said it's besar, that's like Abaya and Rav Safra in the Gemara. Rabbi Yoinis said that the makar is kal v'chomer, which is what Rava said exhale. So just to recap very, very briefly what we have, and then go into a geshmak, a raid bite. And that is, so we discussed the makar that Mila is doicha Shabbos, and we discussed the makar that Mila is doicha. As it relates to Mila being Doicha Shabbos, only Mila Bezmana is Doicha Shabbos. Mila Shloi Bezmana is not Doicha Shabbos. That's why if a bris doesn't happen on the eighth day, it's never going to happen on Shabbos, because Mila Shloi Bezmana is not Doicha Shabbos. Mila Bezmana is Doicha Shabbos. The Gemara brought four Mekoros in its discussion of Mila Bezmana being Doicha Shabbos. The Gemara said, maybe it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Gemara introduced a Gzeira Shava, a very robust Gzeira Shava. Ois, Priz, Dairois. Uvayoy Mashmini, Afilu B'Shabbos. Maybe Shmini itself is the Makar. At the end of the day, the Gemara said, Tanya Kavasit Rabbi Yochanan, the Makar is Uvayoy Mashmini, Uvayoy teaches me, Afilu B'Shabbos. Incidentally, Rashi spoke out at the top of the Yomad that according to Rabbi Eliezer, that uses Uvayoy Mashmini, Yimab Sar Lossi, to teach me the Machshire Milas Doicha Shabbos, he must add a different Makar than Milas Doicha Shabbos. Rashi seemingly could have picked from any of the three, and Rashi says that Rabbi Eliezer's Makar is Halacha L'Moshe. So what's the makar milas doicha Shabbos? So if you ask the man on the street, uvayay mashmini imo psar alosai, it's really machlokes. Coin trouble the Ezra, Rashi learns it's halacha l'moshe misinai. As it relates to mila being doicha tzaras, there the halacha is different. There, not only is mila bezmanu doicha tzaras, even mila shaloi bezmanu is doicha tzaras. What's the makar? So on the one hand, the Gemara brought a brisa where it says the word besar is extra. It doesn't just say besar once; it says besar twice. So certainly, there's a makar in the Torah from the word besar that teaches me that Mila is doicha tzaras. Stating that there was a machlokes Rav and Rav Safra, which the Gemara said is really machlokes Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yoinasin, whether we need besar to teach me that even Mila Bezmanu is doicha tzaras, or maybe it's only coming to teach me Mila Shaloi Bezmanu is doicha tzaras. Because as it relates to Mila Bezmanu, once I know that Mila Bezmanu is doicha Shabbos, so certainly I know that Mila Bezmanu is going to be doicha tzaras. What's the kavachayim? What do you mean? Shabbos is so chamer, certainly tzaras. What's the other side? How could anyone entertain another possibility? Believe it or not, the Gemara spent the whole amid hearing the tzad, which l'maskana may be. Maybe Tzaras is so chomer, something to have in mind the next time you learn Parsha Tazria Mitzayah. It could be Tzaras is so chomer that it's actually more chomer than Shabbos. Exhale. So one ha'ara as it relates to Perek Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila, and some of the Gemaras that we learned over the last few days. And that is that the Ran in the beginning of the fourth Perek of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, and Tosfos in the Masechtas Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, asks a gevaldige kasha. We know that the Chachamim were mevatel several mitzvahs d'oraisa and mitzvahs d'rabbanon. Gzeira Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. We don't blow shofar where Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. We're concerned that somebody's going to carry the shofar, run to about the chaos, he could blow shofar for him. The halacha is you don't take Dalet Minim when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. We don't read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos. Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. Frekt Duran, Frekt Tosfos, if that's the case, according to the Chachamim, that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, but Machshire Mila are not Doicha Shabbos. Why is the halacha that Mila is Doicha Shabbos? Why aren't we concerned that somebody might do what apparently happened several times on Daf Kuf Lamed in Masechet Shabbos? And that is the Moel may forget the Izemel. And if he forgets the Izemel, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim, he's going to go ahead and he's going to carry it. So Frank Duran, a Gevaldige Kasha, we were Mevatel Shofar. We were mevatel dalaminim. We were mevatel megillah. Why? Shemi aviren dalaram is pshus harabim. The chashash that a person may carry with pshus harabim is something that permeates masechta Shabbos. Why? Probably because it's a malacha guru, and this was something that the chachamim were very, very worried about. So, Fregin, the rishonim, about bamba kasha. The why is miladoicha Shabbos? L'churi, there should be a concern. Gzera shemi aviren dalaram is pshus harabim. Coin probably has. It's not a problem. L'chatchila, you're allowed to take the zemel. You're allowed to bring the tinoik. You can do what you want. But according to the chacham. And why isn't there a concern you may carry the zemel? Why isn't there a concern that you may carry the tinoi? That's what the Rishonim asked. The Ran says, Yesh Loimar, could be that the only reason the Chachamim made this gezer, the only reason the Chachamim were concerned on Rosh Hashanah, on Purim, and on Sukkah Shechalias B'Shabbos is Lefisha Kol Trudim Bahen. Because everybody's confused. Everybody's in the same predicament. There's one big cloud of tirid and confusion. And as a result, there was a real, real concern. And there's no way one person is going to remember to remind the other person. But milah is different. How many bris milahs are there on any given Shabbos? So if there's going to be a person walking out in the street like Rabbi Eliezer, Megula, holding a knife, a guy's going to tackle him. He's going to say, what are you doing? He's going to start screaming Shabbos. See, he's never going to be able to get away with that. On Rosh Hashanah, on Sukkot and Purim, says the Ran, where everybody's engaged in doing the mitzvah, Hakol Trudin, Stjontif. So over there, there's a concern that maybe a person's going to carry, and there won't be anyone else to remind him to stop. There won't be anyone to stop him in his tracks. But on Shabbos, where it's you're the one that has the mitzvah, so don't worry about it. What are you concerned? That someone's going to be carrying a baby? Yeah, someone going to carry a baby in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If someone's going to be, he's going to say, Rabid, you don't realize what you're doing. It's Shabbos. Oh, you're right, I'm sorry. He's going to stop doing it. So the Chumim didn't feel they had to be mevatel the mitzvah of Milah. Why? Because they felt that if you, by mistake, go and start carrying on Shabbos, there has to be someone there that's going to remind you, and there's going to be someone that's going to stop you. What comes to mind, of course, is the Vilna Gaon that we've mentioned many times in the Chabura, the Vilna Gaon and the Maaser Rav. The Vilna Gaon's minig was that he used to lane Shir Ashirim and Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed from a klaf. And somebody once asked the Vilna Gaon a bum bekasha. His kasha was, I understand, when Mevatel Megillas Esther, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, why? Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Ames, Pshus HaRabim. See, he says, I don't understand. We go and we lay Megillas Shir Ashirim and we lay Koheles on Chol HaMoed. I mean, that's when you read it. On Shabbos Chol HaMoed. She says, Chvashtenish, why are you worried? Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Ames, Pshus HaRabim. If you can't read Megillas Esther, why could you read Shir Ashirim? Why could you read Koheles? This is a question that was asked to the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon said, on the spot, he said, it's Cholok. You see, you know what the difference is? Megillas Esther is a Chivas Yachid. Every Yachid, every individual has an obligation to hear Megillas Esther. If somebody couldn't come to Shul, he has to figure out a way to hear the Megillah. So there was a concern that this Yachid is going to make a mistake. He's on Shabbos going to be so excited, like Rabbi Belaeger said, he's going to jump literally Dalet Ames to go hear the Megillah, and he's going to end up carrying, he's going to end up violating Dalet Ames, Bishus HaRabim. He said, but reading Shir Ashirim, reading Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed is not a Chavis Yachid. It's a Chavis Sibur. And because it's a Chavis Sibur, at Sibur you never have to be concerned is going to do this. You know why? Mid Kriya Dadi. Because if one person is going to get excited, he's going to say, you know, let's go outside, let's go find the Balkairi, the other people are going to remind him. So whenever there's a Mid Kriya Dadi, if you feel that there's Shaimrim, there are people around that can stop you from doing it, Chavim never felt they had to impose the Takana. Said the Vilna Gaon, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Because if not, why are you allowed to read from a Sefer Torah on Shabbos? Every Shabbos. How do you go by Yivin Sayyarai? How are you allowed to take out the Sefer Torah? Why are you worried? It might not be about Kairo. Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Ames Pshus HaRabim. And the truth is, it's the Tosfos Yontif's kasha. In the first parak of Masechtas Megillah, Tosfos Yontif asks this kasha. Chamu Mevatel Megillah. What about Kriyas HaTorah? So the Vilna Gaon said, you know what the Teretz is? Because who reads from a Sefer Torah? Only a Tzibur. Yochid doesn't read from a Sefer Torah. There has to be a Tzibur. Being there has to be a Tzibur. So there's no concern, Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Ames Pshus HaRabim. Because Mid Kriya Adadi, either way, this Svara of Mid Kriya Adadi already has its roots in the Rishonim. It's this Ran right here in the beginning of the fourth parak of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. But the truth is, a very famous teretz to the Ran's Kasha. It's in the Taz. This Taz is in two places. It's in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, in Simin Tov Kuf Pei Ches. It's also in Yeridea Simin Kuf Yud Zayin. The context over there, Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, is the halacha that Yontif Shor Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos ain't taken b'shoifer. Why? There's a concern. Shemi Yavirenu, Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. Zok the Taz, V'hiksha HaMizrachi. I heard a kasha from the Mizrachi. He asked that if the Chachamim were willing to be mevatel tkiya shoifer because of Gzeira, Tekiyah Shev is very important. We just learned the Gemara. It brings the Zechreinus of the Yidden in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Akedah, it's Ma'arvev, the Satan. It's very, very important. But Chum felt that for a Gzera, you shouldn't come to Mechal Shabbos. So Chum were very worried. So Chumim said that Shema Yavireno Dal Ramis B'Shus HaRabim, we're willing to forego all the benefits of having Tekiyah Shofar so that we don't come to be Mechal Shabbos. So the Mizrachi said, if that's the case, you should never blow Shofar. You should never blow shofar. Why? Because we know that you don't play music. You don't play music on Shabbos or on Yontif. And the reason is because we're concerned that the instrument may break, and Shem Yisak and Klishir, you may go ahead and fix it. Now, fixing a Klishir is Asr on Shabbos. Fixing a Klishir is Asr on Yontif as well. It's not one of the Melech HaSeichel Nefesh. You don't have a Mitoich Shehutru L'Tzayr Chaychel Nefesh, Utru Nami Shalei L'Tzayr Chaychel Nefesh. So if that's the case, it's something you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So if the Chama were willing to be Mevatel the Mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar for a Mitzvah, for a Gzeira Shema Yavirenu. So if that's the case, they should have been Mevatalit for Shema Yisak and Kliman as well. So if that's the case, you should never blow Shofar. This was the Mizrachi's Kasha. Why do you ever blow Shofar? He says, I don't understand. You worried Shema Yavirenu, the alarm is B'Shus HaRabim. This is one of the takonos, one of the things Chazal were very worried about. Chazal were also worried about Shema Yisak and Kliman. So if that's the case, you should never be able to blow Shofar. Zok Taz, Vinira. He says, it's Pasha to me that this Kasha is a Tois. He said, it's Pashat to me that the Kasha is a Tois. He says, why? Ulani is Daiti. He said, it's Pashat. Because although it's true that the Chachamim have a right to go ahead, although it's true that Chachamim have a right to go ahead and to be Mevatel, a mitzvah, Yesh koyach biat Chachamim lakur dovim in atoira, b'sheval taisa, Gemara's in Perek HaYishar Rabba, and the end of Masechtas Yevamos, but at the same time says that Taz, here's his chiddush, that's only if they're not going to completely obliterate the mitzvah. They're not going to be mevatalit legamre. But if they're going to be mevatal the mitzvah legamri by virtue of their zera, then the halacha is they don't have a right to do it. So it says the Taz, the Chachamim could say that if Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos, don't blow shofar. Even though it says in the Torah, blow shofar, because you'll blow shofar if Rosh Hashanah falls down on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. It just so happens that every now and again, you're going to miss a tekiyah shofar. So you're being mevatal a dvar Torah lichatzoyim, lefamin, sometimes, yesh koyach b'yad chachobim, lakudav min ha-toyre, b'shev al-taisa. That's something that chachobim have a right to do. But if the chachobim would go ahead and say, never blow shofar because of Igzeri, Shem Yisak and Klimana, they don't have the right to do that. Chachobim have power, but not to that degree. Says the Taz, I think that's what Chazal meant when they said that the chachobim have a right to be to make a siyog l'toyre, but v'loy laver al divrei. What does it mean v'loy laver al divrei toyre? They don't have a right to be oikar adavim and atoyre l'gamri. That's not something they can't do. So to say no shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos, yeah. But to say no shofar ever, that's not something they have a right to do. Because it says in the Torah, you're supposed to blow shofar. So if it says in the Torah, you're supposed to blow shofar, they have no right to go ahead and say that you should maybe stop blowing shofar. It says the Taz have another right to this yisoid. And I want to answer another kasha with this yisoid. That is, the Ran asks a kasha in the beginning of the fourth parak Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. As we mentioned, it's Tosfos kasha in Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Beis that Mila is Toicha Shabbos, but Machshirei Mila is not Toicha Shabbos, which means that you can do the Bris Mila on Shabbos, but you can't carry the Zemel on Shabbos. You can't carry the Tinuk on Shabbos. So, Frank the Ran Akasha, why weren't the Chachamim Geiser that you shouldn't do Mila b'Shabbos? Gzeira Shem Yaviren, or Dal Rambis b'Shus Harabim. What are you going to carry? Not the Shofar. What you're going to carry is the Zemel. You're going to carry the Tinuk. Shem Yaviren, or Dal Rambis b'Shus Harabim. Zok the Taz, the Teretz is Pashit. Because what's the Makar that Mila is Toicha Shabbos? It's learned out from a word in the Torah. The Torah didn't have to say Bayoy Mashmini Yimel Psar Alasai. It could have said Bashmini Yimel Psar Alasai. We went through the whole Cheshbon in the Daf. The word Bayoy Mazaksho, that means the Torah went out of its way to tell me that Milas Daicha Shabbos. It's a Dover in the Torah that says Milas Daicha Shabbos. Ein koyach biyad chachamim lakor dovim in atayr legamri. The chachamim could be oiker it limiktas. They could say that it says you can blow shofar. Okay, under certain circumstances, don't blow shofar. But to be oiker dovim, that they can't do. And if the chachamim would say don't do bris mila on Shabbos, they'd be oiker by yom hashmini yim b'sar alosai. And to be oiker dovim in atayr, that's something that the chachamim have no right to do. So says the Taz, haflo of a fellow. That's the teretz. That's the teretz to the Ran's kasha. Let's hold this thought. The Har Tzvi, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, in his Har Tzvi on Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, in the beginning of the fourth parak, brings a bumbakasha, b'shem the Achronim. He brings it from the Aderet, Rabbi Shul Yerushalayim, but he brings a bumbakasha. And that is, we know that there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We've
discussed this a few times recently, whether a person's allowed to do a malacha on Yontif, whether a person's allowed to do a malacha on Yontif, that sometimes a malachas oichel nefesh, shaloi l'tzayruch oichel nefesh. So are you allowed to heat up water on Shabbos, not to cook, but to shower? Are you allowed to carry something on Yontif, not l'tzayruch oichel nefesh, but I'm taking my machzor to shul? Basil says, "Mitoich shodim alacha l'tzayruch oichel nefesh, hutner nami shaloi l'tzayruch oichel nefesh." Has to be some tzayruch, but hutner nami shaloi l'tzayruch oichel nefesh. Bishamai argues. Bishamai doesn't hold the mitoich. Bishamai says that even malacha that's mutter l'tzayruch oichel nefesh is only mutter if it's being done l'tzayruch oichel nefesh. But if it's not being done l'tzayruch oichel nefesh, it's not going to be okay. So, as according to Basil, mitoich shodim malacha l'tzayruch oichel nefesh, hutner nami shaloi l'tzayruch oichel nefesh. According to Bishamai, there's no such thing as mitoich. Herakasha. So says the Hartzvi. So I heard that there it asked a bumbakasha. He says, if that's the case, why is it, according to Beis Shammai, that you're ever allowed to blow shofar? You should never be allowed to blow shofar, even if Rosh Hashanah falls out during the week. We always assume Shemi Yavi Renu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim is only a gay on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to carry. During the week you are allowed to carry, but that's all true according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, it's in the Shemis. According to Beis Shammai, you're never allowed to carry Shaloi L'Tzarech Haichal Nefesh. If you would carry a shofar, it's L'Tzarech, but it's not L'Tzarech Haichal Nefesh, which means that according to Beis Shammai, you'd violate the Malach of Eitzah. So that Derek asked the Gaval the Gakasha. He said, I don't understand. How are you ever allowed to blow shofar? You don't blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos Shemi Yavi Renu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. You shouldn't be able to blow shofar Rosh Hashanah Shechalias on Wednesday. Shemi Yavi Renu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. The same concern, the same gzeira that Chazal had for Shabbos, L'Chayr Yishad for during the week as well. Says the Aderet, I know what you're going to tell me. The Taz. It's the Taz's Kasha. The Taz came from a different angle, right? The Taz said, why do you blow shofar ever on Rosh Hashanah? Shemi Sakin Klimana. So you're asking a different Kasha. Why do you ever blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? Shemi Yavi Renu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. According to Beis Shammai, it's a tremendous chap, but at the end of the day, it's the Taz's Kasha. And we know the Teretz. The Teretz is a chum and don't have an ability to be Yoikid Dover and Atar Lagami. But stay true, Vizbedover. First of all, only the Taz said that. The Ran and the Bali Toysvis. No one seemed to be so tefreden with this Teretz. It was just, it was the Taz's Teretz to answer the Ran's Kasha. It was the Taz's Teretz to answer Toys' Kasha. Incidentally, the Taz says that all the Terutzim that he sent to these Kasha are Dachuk. That means all the Rishonim went into Shinui Dechiki. They said forced Terutzim because they were very bothered with this Kasha. So if that's the case, how do all these Rishonim, how are they going to answer this Kasha? But for Oid, it's a little bit deeper than that. And that is, at the end of the day, according to Beis Shammai, you don't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. Why? Because you worry, Gzer Yishami Avirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim. But it makes no sense. It's a tarta de sasri. Because if you worry, Gzer Yishami Avirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim, this is an oimek, then you should never blow Shofar. Elamai, you're not worried. You have to be consistent. So, Mamon of Shach, you worried Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim on Shabbos, but you're not worried Shemi Yavirenu Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim on Yontif? Either you're worried or you're not worried. Moshe Lama Dovadoyma. The Taz said that he knows the Teretz to the Ran's Kasha. Or the Taz was discussing the Mizrahi's Kasha. What was the Mizrahi's Kasha? The Mizrahi asked the Kasha that, why don't you say that you should never blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Why not? Shemi Yisak and Klimana. So what did the Taz say? No, you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because you've been Oiken Mitzvah Tzkiyah Shofar. You have no right to be Oiken Mitzvah Tzkiyah Shofar. I have a solution. Maybe that can make everybody happy. I think the Taz maybe would be maskim to this. Why don't we say, you know what? I hear the Taz. You're saying very good. Let's say that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and a Friday, then we're not going to blow Shofar. If it falls out on a Monday and a Thursday, then we will blow Shofar. Why don't you say that? L'chayra, let's fadin as much as we can fadin. I mean, it's above my pay grade, but we could sit together and come up with a good risk management. We'll hedge ourselves a little bit, and we'll say, I hear, l'mayis Hashem yisakin klimana. It's a real concern. But then again, you can't be oikra l'gamri. So let's not be oikra l'gamri. Let's just save 4 out of the 7 days in a week. Whatever, come up with your number. I don't care. Why do you have to be oikra l'gamri? Let's chep as much as we can chep. Sit down with an actuary. He'll figure it out for you. Then let him tell you what you're supposed to do. The Teretz is, it's a Latsonis. It's a Chukah Betlulah. Because either you're worried or you're not worried. It doesn't make any sense. That's the Kasha. If we're Mevatel Kiyah Shofar where Shonis falls down on Shabbos, so what are you saying? You're worried, Shemi Yaviren. If you're worried about Shemi Yaviren, how you blow Shofar on Thursday? So you'll tell me Shabbos is more Chomer than Yontif? I hear, maybe. This was the Kasha that the Aderet asked. So he said a Gavaldiga Teretz. He said that really this is Tali in some of the major raid that we spoke at earlier in the Masechta. And that is there an Isser, Shemi Yavi Renu, is there an Isser to carry Dalet Ames B'Shus HaRabim on Yontif?
Is it so pasha that there's an iser? What's the makar that you're not allowed to carry dalar amos b'shus harabim? The Gemara says in the beginning of Perek HaZorik, kol mavrit dalar amos b'shus harabim hilchas agmirila. It's learned out from Allah l'mayshim yisina. And we spoke on major raid on Rabbi Yehuda Asad Yartzai. We spoke at his beautiful tshuva and the mechas chinuch. And we spoke on major raid with regards to how you understand the halacha l'mayshim yisina of dalar amos b'shus harabim. Is the gedder of the halacha l'mayshim yisina that dalar amos b'shus harabim is a tolda of haitzah? Meaning the malacha is haitzah, shusay yachal shusay rabim. As a tolda, you're also not allowed to carry dalar amos b'shusay rabim. What would be the svara? The balamar. Because a person owns his dalar amos, so if you take something out of your dalar amos, it's like you're taking, not mamish, but in the world of toldas, this flies. It's like you're taking it from a rishusay yachal to a rishusay rabim. Oh yeah, shloimar, dalar amos b'shusay rabim is a new iser. It's a new halach, it's nothing to do with the 39th of the lamites malachas. It's a new iser called havaris dalar amos b'shusay rabim. The mechaz chinuch said, what would be a nafkimina? Yontif. If the gedder of the halacha l'mayshim yisinai is that it's a tolda of haitzah, so just like all 39 malachas, to the extent it's not oichel nefesh, are applied to yontif, so avaris dalar amos b'shus harabim would also apply to yontif. But if it's mernit, a new halacha l'mayshim yisinai, it's not a tolda of haitzah, it's a new standalone halacha l'mayshim yisinai. Who said it has anything to do with yontif? The halacha l'mayshim yisinai was said by Shabbos. It wasn't said by yontif. This is what the Mechas Chinuch said. So the Aderis was mechavin to the Mechas Chinuch. He said, I think that would be a tremendous nafkamina in this chakira, whether avaris dalar amos b'shus harabim is a tolda v'itzah or whether it's an issa b'fnei atzmai. So he said, if you're going to tell me that it's an issa b'fnei atzmai on Shabbos, that means it's not a tolda v'itzah. That means it doesn't relate to yontif. If it doesn't relate to yontif, there's no issa to be mavir dalar amos b'shus harabim on yontif. If there's no issa to be mavir dalar amos b'shus harabim on yontif, the kasha falls up. What was the kasha? Shemi yavirenu dalar amos b'shus harabim. There's no Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'shus Harabim on Yontif. On Shabbos, yeah, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be an issue. But if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yontif, it's not going to be an issue. Now, you'll tell me, what about Shema Yotzienu B'shus Hayachal B'shus Harabim? That's a good kasha. The Rishonim asked that kasha throughout Shas, and there's a lot of terutzah to that kasha. But it's clear Chazal were never worried Shema Yotzienu B'shus Hayachal B'shus Harabim. The concern was always Shema Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'shus Harabim. Whether or not that relates to Yontif is totally in the Chakira Yaduah. So said the Aderis, at the very least, according to that one side in the Chakira, that it's a new halacha, it has nothing to do with the 39th malacha. It doesn't relate to yontif. If it doesn't relate to yontif, we'll be marviach. This bamba kasha, that what's going on? Here, Beishama is worried about Shem Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'shus Harabim. Here, he's not worried about Shem Yavirenu Dalar Amos B'shus Harabim. But I just want to end with one ha'ara. Just one ha'ara, one thought. And that is, according to Beishama, is it true that you don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? What's the kasha? According to Beishamai, there's no mitoich. So you're never allowed to carry shalay l'tzayir chaychal nefesh. See, you should never be allowed to blow. Just say, you can't blow shayfer Rosh Hashanah shechliyas b'Shabbos. You shouldn't be able to blow shayfer Rosh Hashanah shechal b'yoyis b'chal. This was the kasha. Presupposing a seemingly obvious hanacha, and that is that just like in Beis Hillel's world, you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. In Beis Shammai's world, the same is true. Just like in Beis Hillel's world, you're not allowed to take dalad minin when Sukkot falls down on Shabbos. The same would be true according to Beis Shammai. Just like in Beis Hillel's world, you don't lay the Megillah when Purim falls down on Shabbos. The same would be true in Beis Shammai. But I think it's a tremendous, I don't understand. We just learned Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that Machshirei Shofar is Doicha Shabbos. Rebbe Eliezer Shita's Machshirei Lulav is Doicha Shabbos. Machshirei all the mitzvahs, with the exception of the ones that you could be mafker, with the exception of tzitzis and mezuzah, they're all Doicha Shabbos. What's a classic example of Machshirei? What was the Mishnah's first example? Rebbe Eliezer, Oimer. What's Rebbe Eliezer the Milo? You're allowed to carry the Zemel on Shabbos. You don't even have to bring the Tina. You don't even have to worry about Chaim Ezez Atzmoy. You could do the Chatoisva says, and you've vomited your Dalam Rafta. You used to go out of their way to do it. So if Machshirei Shofar in Rebbe Eliezer's world is Doicha Shabbos, I think it's poshit in Rebbe Eliezer. It's been koimosh to Rebbe Eliezer. Are you Carson Aitzen, right? They used to do Mila Bismanoi always, and they all died Bismanam. I think it's poshit. They used to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. I think it's poshit. What were you worried about? What's the concern? You may carry the shofar. You're allowed to carry the shofar. It's Machshire. It's Machshire shofar. We just learned the Gemara. Machshire shofar is Doicha Shabbos. So I think it's poshit that in Rebbe Eliezer's world, B'mekoimosh al Rebbe Eliezer, I think it's poshit, that they blew shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos. They took Dalet Minim on Sukkah Shechalias B'Shabbos. We know that Rebbe Eliezer is Shamuti. Why is he Shamuti? Because he was Mitalmidei B'Shamai. But it's much deeper than that, because we spoke about the Chassam Sofer many times. And the Chassam Sofer himself said it many times. And he quoted it B'Shem, a Mesoira. And he says, amazingly, he doesn't remember from where. That's what the Chassam Sofer writes. He says in the Nida Dav Zayin Amid Beis in his Chedushim, he says Kach Shamati. Another place he says Ve'inu Zoicher Es Makaymoi. But he says we know Rabbi Eliezer was Talmid of Shami Shamuti. True, it's a very big Chiddush that Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, because Rabbi Eliezer was also the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai himself was the Talmud of Hillel. He was the Katan Sheva Kulam. So we've spoken about this Rabbi Eliezer part 1, part 2, part 3. By now it's part 10 already. We've gone through this so many times. But the Chassam Sofer added an unbelievable insight. Kedarki b'kodesh. He said, Rabbi Eliezer said in Sukkah Chav Ches Amid Aleph, he said, Me'olam lo yamarti dover shaloi shamati mirabosai. Says the Chassam Sofer, I was mekabel. That you know Rabbi Eliezer went when he said that? He was saying, I never said something I didn't hear from my Rabbeim. Yeah, that's what he said. But there was a tifkait. He meant to say, Beishamai. He said, Rabbeisai, every word that I say is Beishamai. It's I'm Beishamai b'dabar mitoich groini. And the Chassam Sofer throughout his tshuvas, he asks different kashas and makes cheshbonos in the pilpula deraisa of Rabbi Eliezer has to show him Beishamai. You can never have Rabbi Eliezer doesn't show him Beishamai. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. Because that's a kabbalah that he had from tzaddikim. That me'olam le'amarti dovash le'shamati mirabbeisai is the reason Rabbi Eliezer shamuti. Because every word that came out of Rabbi Eliezer's mouth was Beishamai. So if that's the case, that means if Rabbi Eliezer holds machshirei shofers doicha Shabbos, then I think Beishamai also has to hold the machshirei shofers doicha Shabbos. If Beishamai holds machshirei shofers doicha Shabbos, this whole conversation, this whole schmooze is a moot point. Because in the world of Beishamai, what are you worried about? Shemi Yavi Redo Dal Rabbis, Beshus Arabim. It's the Katchilo. This is what they did. This is fine. It's certainly okay with the Evid. And if it's okay with the Evid, how you talking the Chachamim would be Mavatl, Mitzvah Dei Raisa, because of a Gezerah, that you might do something that you're allowed to do. You might do something that maybe it's the Katchilo you're supposed to do. We'll just end with that Halara.